Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for developing collective resolve of AI for global common good at ongoing India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. Prime Minister holds series of bilateral meetings with world leaders on sidelines of AI Summit to enhance cooperation in emerging technologies. French President Emmanuel Macron says France and India to expand cooperation on Rafale aircraft with Make in India at core. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurates 13th edition of Exercise Milan 2026 at Vishakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh, says this edition reflects India as trusted and responsible maritime partner. DRDO conducts qualification level load test of drogue parachute successfully for Gaganyaan program. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Zimbabwe registers 6-wicket victory over Sri Lanka. West Indies defeat Italy by 42 runs. Third match between Afghanistan and Canada underway at Chennai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for developing a collective resolve of AI for global common good. Inaugurating the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi in the presence of many world leaders, Prime Minister Modi said in AI, India sees opportunity and the blueprint of tomorrow. He stressed on democratizing AI, saying it must become a tool for inclusion and empowerment, particularly for the global south. Mr. Modi said the world is entering an era where humans and intelligent systems co-create, co-work and co-evolve. He said AI will make work smarter, more efficient and more impactful. Mr. Modi said India not only develops new technology but also adopts it rapidly. He said India is the center of the world's largest tech pool.
Ye summit jis Bharat mein ho rahi hai, wo Bharat 1/6 of humanity को रिप्रेजेंट करता है भारत दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी युवा आबादी का देश है सबसे बड़े टेक टैलेंट पूल का केंद्र है सबसे बड़े टेक एनेबल्ड इकोसिस्टम का उदाहरण है भारत नई टेक्नोलॉजी बनाता भी है और उसे अभूतपूर्व तेजी से अपनाता भी है इस समिट का भारत में होना भारत के साथ ही पूरे ग्लोबल साउथ के लिए गर्व का विषय है.
Addressing the event, French President Emmanuel Macron said India built something that no other country in the world has built.
India built something that no other country in the world has built. A digital identity for 1.4 billion people. A payment system that now processes 20 billion transactions every month. A health infrastructure that has issued 500 million digital health IDs. Here are the results. They call it the India Stack, open, interoperable, sovereign. That difference is what this summit is about. We are clearly at the beginning of a huge acceleration.
Welcoming the world leaders attending the summit, Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the government is working on all the 5 layers of the AI stack. He added that the government treats compute as public good. Later, the Prime Minister addressed the leaders' plenary at the summit. He said AI technology should be accessible for all and it should be the goal of every nation. We have more from our correspondent.
The fourth day of the India AI Impact Summit began with Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcoming global leaders and several tech leaders from across the globe. The leaders also came together for a ceremonial family photo, symbolizing a shared commitment in shaping the future of artificial intelligence. Prime Minister Modi today formally inaugurated the AI Impact Summit, marking a historic moment in India's AI journey. With participation from over 500 AI leaders, more than 100 founders and chief executive officers, 150 academicians and researchers, and nearly 400 chief technical officer, vice president and philanthropist, the summit has drawn unprecedented global engagement. The government has said that the India AI Impact Expo will remain open till Saturday until 8 p.m. because of the overwhelming response from exhibitors, innovators and visitors. Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a series of bilateral meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the ongoing India-AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi. Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting with Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. During the meeting, both leaders discussed bilateral cooperation and expressed satisfaction at the progress achieved in various fields. Prime Minister Modi also held a bilateral meeting with Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Schoof on the sidelines of the summit. During their meeting, both leaders exchanged views for harnessing AI as an enabler for economic and social transformation. Mr. Modi also met President of Switzerland Guy Parmelin on the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit 2026. During their meeting, they discussed strengthening collaboration in the economic sphere, including trade, investment and technology, especially with the implementation of the India EFTA Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement. The Prime Minister also held a bilateral meeting with his counterpart from the Hellenic Republic, Kyriakos Mitsotakis. Big technology company CEOs also attended the opening ceremony of the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. In his address, Chairman of Tata Sons N. Chandrasekaran described AI as the next foundational infrastructure.
AI is a foundational technology that cuts across all industries. AI is nothing artificial, it is real, because it learns from data and learns faster every day, and it is not based on any fixed rules. AI can scale and it scales pretty rapidly. Putting all this together, AI, to my mind, is the next big infrastructure. It is the infrastructure of intelligence. It will have a very profound impact.
CEO of Anthropic, Dario Amodei, reflected on the pace of AI advancement since the first Global AI Safety Summit at Bletchley Park in 2023.
The advances in the technology have been absolutely staggering. Along with those, the advances in the commercial applications and the societal and ethical questions around the technology have only grown more urgent. My fundamental view is that AI has been on an exponential for the last 10 years.
In his address, CEO of Alphabet Sundar Pichai described AI as the biggest platform shift of a lifetime and underlined its potential to accelerate scientific discovery.
The progress shows what's possible when humanity dreams big. And no technology has me dreaming bigger than AI. It is the biggest platform shift of our lifetimes. We are on the cusp of hyper progress and new discoveries that can help emerging economies leapfrog legacy gaps.
French President Emmanuel Macron has said that both France and India want to expand cooperation on Rafale aircraft. Speaking to the media on the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi, President Macron said, a few days ago, India confirmed its willingness to command a new bunch of 114 Rafale aircraft and to co-produce them. He added that Make in India will be core in this new command. He said India and France share a special global strategic partnership that is unique for both countries.
On Rafale, what we want to do is to expand. So India confirmed a few days ago its willingness to indeed command a new bunch of Rafale, 114, and to co-produce. So the Make in India will be core in this new command. And on top of that, what we want to do is to improve the cooperation in maintenance capacities in terms of diversification of approach and to be much more, I would say, in a sort of mutual agreement cooperation.
The French president departed from India following his successful participation in the AI Impact Summit. In a social media post, the External Affairs Ministry said President Macron's visit is a defining moment as India-France ties are elevated to a special global strategic partnership. The government has announced the establishment of a National Centre of Excellence for Skilling in Aeronautics and Defence at the National Skill Training Institute in Kanpur. The centre will be established in collaboration with the Government of France under the Pradhan Mantri Skilling and Employability Transformation through Upgraded ITIs PM Setu scheme. The Prime Minister made this announcement during a joint press statement with the President of France while inaugurating the India-France Year of Innovation. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has conducted a successful qualification-level load test of Drogue parachute for Gaganyaan programme in Chandigarh. The Ministry of Defence said the dynamic test simulating qualification-level loads, which are higher than the maximum flight loads, shows the additional design safety margin of the parachute. The test was conducted yesterday with the Indian Space Research Organisation, Aerial Delivery Research and Development Establishment, DRDO, alongside various TBRL dedicated teams. The Election Commission has directed chief electoral officers of 22 states and union territories to complete preparatory work related to the upcoming Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls. The Election Commission has asked CEOs of these states and UTs to complete the initial work, saying that the SIR is expected to begin from April this year. The Commission said currently SIR is underway in 12 states and union territories. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurated the 13th edition of Exercise Milan 2026 today at Vishakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh, marking the start of the premier multilateral naval exercise. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Singh said, this edition reflects the global maritime community's confidence in India as a trusted and responsible maritime partner.
With the participation of more than 74 nations, Milan 2026 stands as the largest and the most inclusive edition today, a reflection of the confidence the global maritime community places in India as a trusted and responsible maritime partner. Milan 2026 seeks to enhance interoperability among navies of partner countries, improve professional competence by sharing of the professional experiences and practices, and deepen friendship among participating navies by evolving bonds of mutual advantage.
Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi called on Chief of Joint Operations Australian Defence Force Vice Admiral Justin Jones in Australia. The Army Chief was also briefed at the Joint Operations Centre on integrated command and control structures and real-time operational coordination. During the visit, General Dwivedi also met Chief of the Defence Force Admiral David Johnston. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Zimbabwe registered a 6-wicket victory over Sri Lanka in Group B match at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo this evening. Earlier, West Indies defeated Italy by 42 runs in their final Group C clash at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this afternoon. Put into bat, West Indies posted 165 runs for 6 in 20 overs. Put into bat in 20 overs, Italy were all out for 123 in 18 overs. In another match today, Afghanistan have set a target of 201 runs for Canada in Group D encounter. In Chennai, Afghanistan scored 200 runs, losing 4 wickets in 20 overs. In reply, Canada were 30 for 2 in 3.4 overs when reports last came in. Canada won the toss and opted to bowl. In women's cricket, hosts Australia defeated India by 19 runs in the second T20 international match in Canberra this evening. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for developing collective resolve of AI for global common good at ongoing India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. Prime Minister holds series of bilateral meetings with world leaders on sidelines of AI Summit to enhance cooperation in emerging technologies. French President Emmanuel Macron says France and India to expand cooperation on Rafale aircraft with Make in India at core. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurates 13th edition of Exercise Milan 2026 at Vishakhapatnam. DRDO conducts qualification level load test of Drogue parachute successfully for Gaganyaan program, and in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Zimbabwe registers 6-wicket victory over Sri Lanka, West Indies defeat Italy. And with that, we end the news at 9. Good night.